And welcome back to another edition of Issues in Education. Mondays during the Noon Report, we spotlight the issues impacting our public schools with the good Dr. Ralph Kerr at the Teaching and Learning Institute in Houghton, New York. Ralph, here we are already into the month of May. The school year's just flying by. Welcome back to the program, sir.
Thank you very much. It sounds like you've been out shoveling too much snow or something.
I guess. Battling the sniffles. Those spring allergies are a ton of fun, let me tell you. But we have so much going on. We'll start with a huge national story, the coach and the court. A Bremerton High School football coach, Joe Kennedy, fired for praying after games. The Supreme Court, Ralph, is going to ultimately decide next month if that firing violated his First Amendment rights. We wanted to ask you, what sort of ramifications will this case have nationwide?
Well, obviously, I think it will have a lot of implications, both from the point of view of the freedom of speech and also the freedom of religion. So obviously, I hope that the Supreme Court finds in his favor. Having said that, though, you even said that he was fired for praying. Actually, the issue was that he was praying at midfield. As I understand that he was urged by the school board not to do that. You know, I've said before that Christians need to be salt and light, but you can be too much salt sometimes. Yeah. And I just wonder why he couldn't have just said, okay, well, I'll pray on the sideline or something like that. I was reminded when I was thinking about it of Matthew 6:6, which says, when you pray, move into your closet and pray in secret. So I'm glad that I'm hoping the court will decide in his favor, but I do have those reservations about the issue itself.
But we'll see what happens. I know a lot of folks are going to be watching that. Also in Pennsylvania, this story just will not die down. The Satan Club down there in New York County continues to be big news. The Satanic Temple is suing a Pennsylvania school after it refused its request for an after-school club. This would be for kids ages 5 to 14. Do you think, Ralph, and nobody's going to put words in your mouth here, Ralph Kerr siding with the Satan Club, but do you think the Satanic Temple has a case here?
Well, you know, I can't help but say this is a devil of a story that we keep going back to.
The devil's in the details, right?
There you go, yeah. Actually, as I said last week, the board did make a decision, and according to their policy, have the right to do that, and they decided not to let the Satan Club use space in the school. However, I do think that the Satan group are going to have an issue when they get to the court. Because of federal law, a district either has to be open or closed to having groups use their space. And obviously, if they have other groups there, they're open. And I think that it's going to be a hard battle in court.
The old equal access thing, that has come up again there in York County, Pennsylvania. And then last but not least, this was a bombshell last week. There was a report that came out from an organization that was taking a look at how the COVID money from the American Rescue Plan was being divvied up. And what they found was pretty concerning. A lot of blue states were spending that money that was meant to keep schools open during the pandemic. They were spending that money to promote critical race theory in the classroom. How in the wide world of sports, Ralph, was this allowed to happen?
Well, that's what you described initially, the bombshell, is exactly the case. This should never have happened. The problem is that when the government puts out a lot of money like they did, billions of dollars, there's very little control on it and very few strings attached to it. So I'm sure that what happened here was, you know, in the name of professional development, which would have been a good thing because teachers needed to learn how to teach remotely and things like that.
Yeah.
They ended up sliding in some of this training that, you know, we would not have ever thought would have been funded under COVID financing. And it's just a tragic revelation. And unfortunately, New York State, at least, maybe Pennsylvania, but certainly New York, was named as part of this. And that is a tragedy.
Yeah, we're talking billions of dollars that was spent, not what it was meant to be spent on. So I'm sure there'll be much more on that topic in the days and weeks ahead. But Ralph, so much stuff that we went through today, and maybe you didn't get a chance to hear it all or would like to learn more in depth about some of these issues. You have a wonderful website where folks can learn more about what the Teaching and Learning Institute is. Where can folks find you?
Thanks for asking again, Bob. It's simply yrun.org, www.thebridgeofhope.org.